rolling, son.
Right on.
So here's the deal.
What's the deal?
This Izzy. This is why I don't like the plastic table.
I'm sitting here drinking a fucking Coolie Girl. A fucking chick beer. What's up with that? I'm feeling kind of gay right now, bro.
Nah, we're good.
You sure right, about so, that?
Here's the deal. Navy reunion.
Fuck yeah.
2023.
Salud, cabrón.
Izzy, Roy.
Coming to you live fucking midnight, Friday
is
morning.
It midnight?
Yeah, it's almost, well.
It's coming up on 23:48.
Almost Friday morning. We just got back from a 3-club night.
Twist that around where you need it, bro. Move the seat over to the right.
I feel like I have a big dick in front of me.
Yeah, big black one.
God damn it, Izzy. I miss you, man.
I miss you too, brother.
You know, the time that we spend together, man, keep in mind, we've known each other for almost 30 years.
Almost 30 years.
And we've gotten together for at least a few times in the last few years, man. But this
not
is probably...
Enough.
Yeah, not enough. But this has got to be the best one so far when it comes to a reunion. Oh, hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah.
Think so?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we had some new people come out tonight. You know, we had Chenault. Case your dog.
Okay, so let's set the stage here.
All right, go for it.
I'm at
your leisure, bro. This is your podcast, not mine.
So every time we do one of these reunions, the Roy's house is just fucking HQ Jones
headquarters, baby.
That's it.
If you guys look around my backyard right now, we got a CV64 banner flying right behind us. We can show pictures a little bit later on, right?
Yeah.
We got the American flag that we had to correct when I got home earlier this afternoon. And we got the U.S. Navy.
Well, you got to talk shit, bro.
Oh, you know... I got here and I looked at the flag. I'm like, hey, there's something wrong with that picture right there.
Everybody was standing around.
And they're like, what's going on, dude? I said, no, that flag is hung up wrong.
So so here the deal was we were drinking.
Really? You guys were drinking? Really?
We were fucking drinking.
Really?
And
what were you drinking?
Fuck, man, all of it.
I know that, really, bro?
Bro.
It's been that kind of night?
It's been that kind of night. Timers came out.
But before we get to timers, bro, that's a whole different story. Oh, my gosh. Fucking timers, dude. But anyway, let's get back to the flag.
Okay, so.
So I know Josh brought home a fifth of some kind of whiskey. What kind of whiskey was it? Were you guys drinking that when you guys hung the flag?
Yeah.
These guys hung the flag like they were in distress. I was like, you guys got to hang that properly, man. Not in my house. What Navy you guys been in?
it was quite embarrassing.
What
so we hung this thing. We're all proud about it. Fucking drinking, slugging whiskey.
Wow.
Fucking Roy over here disappears to,
I had to
band practice.
I know, and I'm doing it for you guys.
Oh, no, dude. Trust me. I was the advocate going to bat. I go, bro, they're fucking getting together to put on just a killer show for the homies.
Yeah.
I go, dude, it's good, dude. We're just chilling. We're chilling at homies pad, so just calm down.
Yeah, but by the way, I got to put in a little plug for our band, Rock Candy.
Oh, absolutely. Rock Candy,
Rock
son.
Rock Candy, yeah. We're going to be playing for about an hour and a half
based
on
out of
Saturday.
Where?
Based out of San Diego, California.
There you go.
No, we played at a few places here, little five-piece band. But anyways, we had practice today at, 1 o'clock for about 3 hours to get ready for Saturday.
Rock Candy, motherfuckers.
Yeah, we're gonna jam out on
Saturday.
You guys
got Instagram, YouTube, and all that shit?
We do, yeah. So hit us up, Rock Candy.
Rockcandy.com?
Facebook, yeah.
Put it out there, bro.
I will, rockcandy.com. We're on Instagram, we are on Facebook. If you guys want to donate money, we'll take money too.
Fucking A.
I'll give you guys my Venmo account later.
There you go. Support.
Yeah,
son,
absolutely.
Support. So the boys from Rock Candy are going to be out here Saturday ripping it.
That's right. That's right.
All the crew's going to be out here. Timers is going to be out here.
It's gonna be a good it's gonna be a good time. You know, yeah, we're gonna.
My goal is to get Timers to sign a titty this fucking week.
Dude, good luck with that because the way it looked tonight, he ain't signing shit, bro.
even if it has to be my titty. So I'm thinking Timers told his wife that he was just collecting pussy out here like Pokemon cards.
Like that fucker can get pussy, bro.
No offense. Timers, we love you, motherfucker. But
wow.
It's just the funniest shit.
Wow.
So, listen.
You know, Josh came up with a good idea this year, bro. Next time we get together, we're going to have a picture of Timers on our shirt, bro.
Fucking A, I'm in. So his wife thinks we just bag on him. Amy, when you listen to this, if you listen to it, we're not talking shit, baby.
We love Timers.
We love Timers.
We do.
Man, Timers is like the most famous dude out of all of us. I mean, not quite me, but.
I think I was a famous one, but Timers, yeah. Timers is a shit, bro.
He's a good dude, man.
He means good.
Timers is Timers. There's only one Timers.
Fucking Timers, dude.
He's a fucking celebrity, goddammit.
Here he is, yes. You know, and if Luke Wildig was in the house, oh my gosh. Wildig, Liskey, we miss you, man. Hey, you know what? I want to give a shout out
son.
To Liskey and Wildig.
Yeah.
You guys aren't here today, man, but we truly miss you guys. You know, we're going to do this again. It might not be here at the HQ of the Robinson's house, but we were talking about tonight about maybe doing it somewhere in another state, maybe?
So all these motherfuckers like to dump on Vegas. I fucking hate Vegas. But I'll go, dude. Just, you know what? I'm over it. I played this game far too long about, fuck it, I ain't going, fucking tough guy. I'm over it. I just want to see my homies, dude.
You're just a bitch.
Whatever. Whatever.
You know, Britt says, I'm not going to throw Britt under the bus, bro. Because, you know, she loves Disneyland, you don't. She loves Vegas, you don't. She loves country music, you don't. What the fuck? Dizzy, what's going on, man?
Listen, man. Timers.
Let's get back to Timers, yeah. Before we get to
dude, this is the Brizzy podcast we're working on.
That's right.
And I love the woman, dude. We're fucking like everybody else, dude. We just fucking butt heads from time to time, but we love each other.
I met Britt when at Disneyland.
Yeah, accidentally, dude. That shit was funny as fuck.
It was, but let me tell you how this took place.
Yeah, go.
I had a knee replacement in October 2022, at the end of October. Probably a month after surgery, my wife's like, hey, let's go to Disneyland. I'm like, well, you're going to have to push me in the wheelchair because I'm not going to be able to walk. You know, I can, but I can't. We're sitting in the store, and my wife looks at me, and she goes, hey, there's Izzy. I'm like, this motherfucker. He came to Disneyland, didn't even tell me he was coming. So I fucking hit him with my cane. I said, what's up, bitch?
So the funny part is I was telling Brittany, I go, dude, fucking Roy and Yesenia always go to Disneyland. They just fucking go like every other weekend.
We're there all the time.
Maybe an hour later, we're fucking tooling around. We're bypassing, hopping from one park to the other. And let's dip in here. Yeah, fuck, we got a man. I don't give a fuck. We're hanging out. We're just enjoying ourselves. And I hear that, Izzy. And I go, what the fuck? And I turn around to this motherfucker.
I'm in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
With a cane in hand. I'm like, I hit this guy with the cane. I'm like, what are you
homie.
Doing here? Like,
yeah. And that was her and I. We dated off and on for a few years.
I remember.
It was rocky. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And we decided just to lock it in.
Right.
And that was our little celebratory inaugural kickoff to, hey, we're starting it, just you and I, no bullshit.
And guess what? She's here tonight.
Yeah, she's here tonight.
And she's asleep.
Passed the fuck out on the couch.
Yeah. I tell you, you're not going to sleep, Brittany. And she's fucking crashed on the couch and right there in my man cave.
Yeah.
Right in front of us.
Where many of us have passed out.
But you know what, though? We had a great time today. You know, we're going to give you guys a little bit of the story of what took place today, man. It was a great time for this B1 Constellation Reunion 2023. Man, Izzy and I have gotten together a few times throughout the year. You know, we've gone to concerts together. He's come just to chill at the house. He's stayed the weekend. But, you know, yesterday, as of last night, you know, we've hit the road like, you know, we didn't skip a beat. you know, since 1993, 1997.
Fucking 29 and a half years, son.
We didn't skip a beat. No, we were drinking till 2 o'clock in the morning last night. I woke up with the biggest headache this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. Had to take my son's truck to Ford for a fucking recall. But anyway, but we had a good time last night. And then, man, we just rolled right into it today.
Rolled into it.
Yeah.
I went back to the Airbnb and knocked it out.
What?
Yeah, knocked it out.
Well.
Hammered it.
That's good, though. You know what? Because I heard a little bit of what Britt was saying. I said, well, we're not going to repeat what she said, but, you know, that's a good girl, bro. Yeah. Don't leave that girl, man. She's a good girl.
She's good, dude.
Yeah, she is, man.
We have a good time.
Yeah. And you know what? Yesenia seems to get along with her really well.
That's good.
Yesenia's my wife.
Yeah.
We'll tell you guys the story a little bit later on how we met 28 years ago.
Fucking what a fantastic story.
It's a true story, though, bro.
It is a true story. Yeah. It's fucking great.
But it's not about me and Yesenia. This is about the B1 reunion today. As Izzy's taking a sip of his fucking
lady beer.
Woman beer.
Lady, yeah. Fuck it. I love the lady beers. I love the ladies and I love the lady beers.
Yeah.
Terrible.
But anyways, today, man, we started off the morning by going to breakfast. We went to the Broken Yoke.
Yep.
I had an American breakfast.
Me too, son.
Simple breakfast, you know, two eggs.
With a side of sausage.
That's right. Izzy loves a sausage, bro. Heartburn and all. But, you know, we started off with breakfast this morning. You know, for all you guys that didn't come out who we wish would have been here.
All you pussies.
Yeah, but you know what? There's always next year. You know,
there's always next year.
Absolutely. But the problem is we're getting old, dude. And there's no guarantee that we might be around next year, bro. This is why I wanted to do this like more often.
So what are we gonna do, dude? Are we gonna do it every year? We can't do it every year. Like every other year?
I don't know. I guess.
I'll still come down. I'll come down every year.
Let's put up a poll on the B1 division.
Put up a poll on Facebook. Timer's face. I'll put up a poll on McPeak's butt. Poll on fucking pole. Chenault's fucking cheek.
Fucking cheek.
Chenault. This boot.
That fool has some stories.
So, yeah, I can't wait to hear him, too. This fucking boot. He's going to kill me, dude. He was telling me tonight, he's like, yeah, you fucking used to ride my ass. And I'm like, I rode everybody's ass, motherfucker.
But he looks up to you, though, dude.
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
You know, it's in a way he's saying thank you.
Yeah, you're right.
And you're taking it like negative.
And no, I'm not taking it negative. I'm not used to that kind of fucking complimentary.
Take it.
So, but homeboy, I used to ride that kid's ass, dude.
So who was here tonight? It was Chenault.
You're asking me?
Yeah, Chenault. Yeah,
Jurassic, bro.
Corey Jurassic.
Jurassic. Dude. He's all fucking bearded up. Fucking Oklahoma. No, not Oklahoma. He's.
I don't know.
What did he say he was from? He was from. Not Oklahoma. He was from. Omaha.
Omaha.
Omaha. Yeah, Omaha, son.
Say Washington, yeah. So we had Jurassic. Corey Jurassic, that is. We had Steve Chenault. William Kaser, the man himself, Mr. fucking Dizzy Izzy, Damon Israel.
We gotta use my government name, son.
And then we had Mr. Roy Robinson. You know, we had Timers in the house. He showed up a little bit late, but you know what, though? He fucking showed up.
Hey,
bro.
He showed up, dude.
We had Paul Bush in the house.
Paul's Bush.
We won't talk about
all the boys, dude. Not all the boys, but... All the boys give a fuck.
Yeah, bro. We fucking bar hop tonight.
Yeah, we did.
Dude, when's the last time you bar hopped this much?
Downtown?
Yeah. I mean.
Because I do like minimal bar hopping.
Minimal.
Like, because I live in a small town, so I just like bar hop downtown. Dude, however, we were bar hopping downtown San Diego.
We were, dude. We went,
good time.
We started off having some drinks at the Robinson's headquarters. Right, then I had to bell for
HQ.
I had to bell for a couple hours for band practice. And then I came home, and then we fucking shot off to Shakespeare's Pub in, off of India Street, right across the airport. Yeah, which
that's a fucking
cool,
neat place, dude.
It is, man. We were playing Star Wars trivia.
Oh, fuck.
Izzy was getting every question right.
Listen to me. So with the Star Wars trivia, sit your fucking bitch asses down. I was off memory fucking owning every question except one. And off in the distance, there was some fucking asshole cheating like a motherfucker. You could see him on his phone Googling shit.
That fucking bastard.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, but you know what? I think we were ahead of him, though.
We were.
Did you get a pen today?
No, it's old.
I thought you didn't bring one.
No, I did bring one, but it's like shitty.
Oh, okay.
I'm out. I got like...
But is that...
I'm on one hit wonder.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
Hit wonder.
There's a march in Ashdown. There's a march in Ashdown the street.
No, I'm in.
Maybe we hit it up tomorrow. But anyways, getting back to what we're talking about, we hit it up at the Shakespeare Pub. We stayed there for a few hours, had some dinner with the families, and, you know, Izzy's hitting shit right now. Woo-hoo! And then we ended up going to Double Deuce in downtown where they had a mechanical bull in the house. Paul Bush got on it. Man, I'm getting high here, bro. Paul Bush was on the bull.
Natalia almost had me on that motherfucker. I was like, that's my daughter. Like two more drinks.
My goddaughter was on there. Natalia was on there. I couldn't watch it.
There were some chicks. Some titties were getting ready to flop the fuck out.
They were.
Was like, dude, there was so many titties and butt cheeks. You know what the problem with that place is? Every gal that works there is required to have their butt hanging out.
I guess. Yeah, I saw that.
And I was like, dude, everywhere I look, there's butt cheeks out. I got to quit looking around here. Yeah. Dude, I'm an old dude. I can't fucking just be perusing a 23-year-old butt cheeks no more.
But you know what? That's today's society.
Yeah,
though.
I know it is. And those girls have sweet asses, too.
Yeah.
And then you watch Timers, and Timers is fucking dude. He's trying to cop a peek.
So his wife is standing right next to him. He's looking around. He's looking at the girls that were on the bull, you know, and...
There were some sweet girls on the bull.
Nah.
There was a couple hunky dudes, too. I'm not going to discriminate.
I know the girls are looking at him.
Who? Timers?
No. Yeah. Your girl, my girl. That's all right, though. They can look.
This fucking, yeah. You know what? Here's the deal, bro. If I was out and nobody was checking out my chick, I'd be offended.
You're saying he's going to come out and slap you right now, bro. She's going to put you in check. Facts. You know, my wife's the only one that could put fucking Izzy in check, bro. That's the honest guy. That's the honest to God truth. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, fucking A right.
Yeah. But anyhow, so we ended up at the pub. And we went to the Double Deuce. The Double Deuce. A couple guys rode the bull. We did some karaoke, right? And then it got pretty crazy towards the end. We had a few beers. I caught a good buzz. And then we ended up saying, let's pull chocks. Let's pull chocks. And we went to Stoney's. Stoney's a nasty city, bro. That place is a dump.
Stoney's.
But you know what, though? We went there because, you know, my in-laws like to go there. There was karaoke.
They were fucking there, too, partying.
Yeah, they were. They were. But it was a pretty sketchy place, bro. Sketchy.
I'm sketchy.
Yeah.
It's my kind of place, actually.
Is it?
If it wasn't like five fucking dudes want to jump me in the parking lot.
I had to walk with this guy to the bathroom. No, I mean, there was just something not right. Because
there's just too much meat to hold with two hands, that's why.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess so. No, but, you know, all in all, man, we had a good time tonight. What time is it? It's after midnight right now, Friday morning.
After midnight.
Everybody's crashed out right now because they have to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, it's balls to seven.
Wow. And we're out here in the fucking backyard fucking recording a podcast, bro.
We should have had like four or five boys over here fucking... Everybody has to pussy up and go, I got to go home to the hotel.
Yeah.
My wife's fucking busting my balls.
Well, that's what happens when you bring the wife.
That's why I don't have one of those.
Brittany might as well be your wife.
She's not my wife, dude.
I know she might as well be. Yeah, she's your girl, bro. She's a good girl.
She's good.
She's a good girl. You know, hey, but you know what? Hey, thanks for
helping. Anybody that puts up with my shit's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. I know that. I've known you for almost 30 years, bro.
And almost. Just shy of 30, baby.
Fuck it. It takes
I love you, son.
Love you, dude. Hey, but it takes a good man to fucking put up with this dude right here. Izzy. I've known this guy for many years.
It takes a good man to put up with
it
this guy?
It takes a good me. Oh.
I thought you were just trying to fag me out right now.
No. You know, sometimes on the weekends. It's not the weekend yet, but it's almost. Oh, it is Friday.
It's today Friday?
It's the weekend, baby. Fuck. Bro, we're going to have a good time tonight, too.
Yeah.
We're going to, you know, wake up probably, 7 o'clock, maybe do breakfast, have the guys come over at noon. Yep. We're going to head over to Salcedo's house in the evening for some birria tacos. And then maybe shoot back over here, maybe do another podcast.
Yeah, all night.
Fuck, dude. Wow. Izzy's not letting me sleep.
So I was almost wanting to set up over here.
Over here too.
But I almost like this spot better because it kind of, everybody can line, when the band's going, you guys are playing?
Yeah.
The band is going to be all the way out here.
There's only four of us. Ain't
fucking hiding behind this little corner right here.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to be, dude, the drum kit's going to take the whole thing. You guys are going
to be in
all
the corner.
The way out
yeah. Here. If you guys didn't know, I'm the drummer for this.
Yeah,
band.
This motherfucker. This is a talented motherfucker right here. He doesn't just suck dick, ladies and gentlemen.
I am a drummer. This fucking guy. I can't take this guy anywhere. Yeah, I'm the drummer. Yeah, we're gonna jam out on Saturday, guys.
Oh shit, it's gonna be badass. I'm gonna set my fucking. So, do you got a little tripod or something?
Do I have one?
I know you got everything.
You can use my dick.
Wow!
You got I got my
I didn't
dick
even see
and,
that
and
coming
some,
up.
And
all
some duct,
shit.
Some duct tape.
So I forgot my fucking. I forgot my tripod for my cell phone to hook up to get the video.
Oh, you want to record?
Yeah.
What are you going to record?
Oh, everything.
Dude, are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Why?
That's evidence.
Evidence. Because we're all like 50.
Dude, you know how much evidence I had to get rid of when I met Yesenia and got engaged? And
I had nothing to do with that.
I know you did.
It was nothing with me involved in that. There was no evidence with me anywhere near that.
We went from using VHS tapes to 8mm tapes, bro. I mean, it was...
For what?
To record.
OnlyFans?
Hong Kong, up. Singapore.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
Fucking Hong Kong, baby.
You know.
You motherfuckers. You guys don't know.
No, you guys spilled the beans today and told my wife about a whorehouse, and she's like, yeah.
You didn't go there.
Nope. I sure didn't.
Well, you didn't go there with me and my story. That's a fact.
I made sure to stay away from your punk ass, bro. I know that you're trouble.
Were you there, bro? You weren't there.
Nope.
You went, and that was me in a bunch of boots.
Nope. I was not there.
It's funny.
I went to the mall.
It's a funny story, too. I'll fuck it.
But
a funny
I heard
story.
About it. I heard that there was a hotel in Dubai.
Yeah, the Dolphin Motel.
Yeah. Mm. And they actually, from what I heard, I'm just saying from what I heard.
Well, tell me what you heard. I will confirm or deny.
Confirm or deny that you had to take a shower before you met anybody.
No.
No, it's not true.
No.
I don't know. Maybe that's a different hotel. No. Fuck, I don't know. I don't
fuck,
know. My
yeah.
wife's probably sitting at the window right there with the ear.
Westpac, motherfucker. I love it.
Those are some good times, dude.
God
Will
damn
Dick,
it.
Will Dick, where you at, man? Liskey, where you at? Jesus. Frierson, where you at? The
fucking Frierson.
Hester, where are you at?
Hester.
Tom, dude.
Dude. Do you imagine that motherfucker did this? Do you remember that dude?
Yeah, I remember.
He's homie. He's Mister. I check up on him once in a while silently. Like all you motherfuckers, he's Mister. Family Man.
Now he is.
Do you believe this fucking guy?
I love Tom, man.
Fucking
I
Hester,
love Tom.
Dude.
He was. Let's just say, you know, when you reported to the boat, this guy had locks boots. This guy had coveralls. I'm talking about Hester. He had, you know, food coming to him from the woodworks, you know, like from every corner, like fried shrimp, steaks. And I'm like, dude, how the hell do you get all this? Well, I won't spill the beans and say what was taking place at the time, but, you know, he made it work, you know?
Oh, no, dude. He's Hester, bro.
Yeah, he was the king of all, you know, kings on the boat.
That motherfucker.
If you know what I mean.
He was a mover and shaker.
Yeah, he was.
He was a smooth talker, mover, and shaker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Hester.
Let's just say he had some good magazines and some good videos.
What the fuck does that even have to do with? He was in training, so he had all the training material.
We'll call it training.
What the fuck?
We call it training. You know?
Oh, dude.
He was a cool dude, man. He was going to try to make it out this year, but I guess funds, you know, just like everybody else. You know, yeah, it's hard enough to come up with the money sometimes.
So this is why, I mean, you know, it's just, in the last 25 years of my life, I've had to learn to lean on right and wrong. And as much as
Are you getting soft on me, dude?
A little bit.
What the fuck?
A little bit.
You're the last person that would ever get soft on me, dude.
Oh, man, I got that side, bro, but I keep it locked away.
That's good.
So
I understand.
The more I think about it, I'm like, how many times have I fucking fight the whole Vegas fucking...
A lot.
I fight it. I didn't even show up that time. I'm like, fuck it, we weren't stationed in Las Vegas, you fucking... Fuck you guys.
Yeah, but the thing is it's a different place, you know.
No. So
Party Central.
What I'm getting ready to say, I don't gamble. I don't fuck it. I just Vegas ain't my thing. But we can't get Hinojosa. Hinojosa.
Hinojosa.
Hino. We can't even get Hino to drive 2.5 hours down from fucking L.A.
But he'll go to Vegas. Diego,
but he'll, that motherfucker will go to Vegas.
No, he texted me today. He asked me what time we were getting together on Saturday.
I said noon. Yeah, I saw that. Noon. I'm like, don't say noon. He's not going to come down.
Yeah, so, no, he'll be down.
Say like three.
No, you know what, though? Hino's a good dude, man. He goes by his word. He'll be here. If he says he's going to try, he's going to try to be here. I love that guy, man. He's a cool dude. He lost his brother about a little over a year ago.
I thought it was two.
And
so here's the deal, man. This dude and his brother were fucking. I'm an honest motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
I talk a lot of shit. I'm gonna give you the key. I'm gonna give you like the key to the city, the key to the Izzy city. And I had a friend of mine fucking lay this out to me. And when he fucking laid this out, I was like, I laughed at first. I was like, ha! And I thought about it. I was like, oh, fuck, this motherfucker figured it out.
What was it?
And I'll give everybody the key. Because it was
about to come out with the key, guys.
This is the key. Like, have anybody ever played Legend of Zelda?
I have.
Trying to get to the end of that motherfucker? Yeah. I'm just going to fast forward you to the end.
All right.
The Legend of Izda.
The Legend of Izda.
What I'm about to tell you is going to fucking blow your mind for a split second.
Don't hold me suspense, say it, fucker.
So I had a friend of mine tell me, I got this guy figured out. He threw this out in front of a couple people. He was like, I got Izzy figured out. And I was like, really? Enlighten me, because
enlighten.
Nobody else has fucking ever cracked this fucking pyramid. And the guy goes, it's easy. The first thing out of your mouth is bullshit. The second thing out of your mouth is the absolute God honest truth.
You know what? I have to say, yeah, you're right.
And homeboy, he hit me with that, and I was like, oh, fuck, dude. This fuck. It was a revelation for me.
Mm.
And I was like, wow. And I started thinking things back, and I started fucking, the next time I was out bullshitting with some people, having a few drinks at a bar, and I started just being my normal self, and I'd throw some fucking joke out, and then I'd throw some fucking, I was like, oh, this motherfucker, he figured me out. He figured me out before I figured me out.
Wow. Wow. So he's been studying.
So think about it. Every time I'm out fucking coking and joking, the first thing out of my mouth is complete fucking bullshit. The second thing is the God honest truth. Now go think back to a bunch of shit.
Coking and joking. Do you mean cocking and joking?
No, coking and joking.
Okay, coking and joking.
When you get caught skating in the flight three hole and you're coking and joking.
Coking and joking.
Having a coke. Having shooting a coke. Some shit.
A soda pop.
Yes, soda pop. Yes, sir. Soda pop. So, dude, I could sit out here with you all night and do this shit.
Dude, you know what? It's nice and cool out right
fuck,
now.
Fuck, dude, the weather's money. Dude, Diego, son. See, look, we're already at 31 minutes, bro.
Dude, cheers, bro. I'm drinking.
I need a brew, dude.
I'm drinking out. A woman beer right now.
So am I.
I'm not too much into women beer. You know, it's carbonated water. It's flavored water.
Bullshit, dude. You can fucking get out of here with that.
Do you get a buzz
go,
of this
go look
shit?
At the can. Yeah, fuck yeah. Look at the can. How much booze is in that?
I don't know.
More than a Coors Light or a faggy Bud Light.
Hey, don't talk shit about
you got a fridge shit. Full of it, you fucking. I was like, looks like I'm drinking lady beers.
No.
I'm not drinking tranny beers.
Don't get it twisted, bro. Yeah. Don't get it twisted. So I got a big refrigerator in my man cave, right? And on the very bottom, I have at least 30 Bud Lights.
Yeah, so all the dudes have to bend over to get them.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, but, it's a test.
But, you know.
That's why the fridge is full of Bud Lights at the bottom.
Throughout the few months, right? You know, we've had parties and people bring beer. That's what they bring. I put them on the bottom.
Because everybody's bringing. Listen to me. I used to throw this monster fucking bash, awesome Halloween party.
Are you shitting yourself?
I did. Right in the middle of a Halloween party.
What the? Hell, this and guy just shit.
You know how it goes. You go, wow, BYOB, you bring your shit. You bring your shit you're going to drink.
Yeah.
And then you bring like the four bottles that are on your show.
Dude, hold on. Time
other
out.
Other people
dude,
bring.
Dude, time out.
What?
Got to hold my breath a second. You son of a bitch.
That hit you?
Woo-wee.
I didn't even eat the chorizo.
Jesus, yeah, bro.
That's why I didn't eat the chorizo today.
God,
you know what
damn.
That was? That was the eggs.
Go take a shit. That's since this morning, bro. Go take a shit.
It's not ready yet, bro.
Dude, what the hell? Look at this. He's been shitting himself all day.
Dude, homie, I was shitting myself crop dust in the club tonight. Because I'm not.
I know. When I was sitting there watching Polly on the Bull, you come up to me to give me a beer. I'm like, dude, did you shit yourself? And you're like, yep. You sick bastard.
I got my lady in there. I'm shitting my pants. I don't give a fuck, dude.
You're a fool, dude.
There, at one point, there was this fucking smoking hot gal, and I just took a dump almost on her leg. I don't give a fuck.
You don't. You don't. Fucking Izzy, dude.
The funny part about it is chicks dig God. That shit, too.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. I could. Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
I could have just crop dusted Timer's wife, and she would have been like, Izzy.
This is not the Timmer show, bro.
But hey, it easily can be.
Hey, I want to say thank you to my wife, bro.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Look above you. What do you see?
So
what?
So here's cool. The funny part. I'm glad this is happening right here. Yeah. on a recorded session, because
who pulled this out?
Yesenia.
Really?
She ordered this. It's been sitting in your house for 2 or 3 days.
And you know what? And when I got home Friday,
note on it?
Yeah, it says to Roy, love you sending it, right?
No, that's not what it said.
Love wife.
No, close. Close. Just it's a term I hate with all these fucking married
love
people.
Me?
Wifey.
Wifey.
So I get it, but because these two motherfuckers. Bill, these fuckers, man, they just have the like the Cinderella story. It fucking makes me want to puke.
That's another
but,
story, though.
But they're my.
We're gonna get to that story. Fucking,
we'll get. Oh,
we'll
you
make
need
a long
to tell
short.
The entire thing.
Absolutely, we
because
will.
It's worth everybody hearing. It makes me want to puke, but at the same,
it even made Britt get goosebumps.
Yeah,
bro.
Oh yeah, dude. Dude, at the same time, it's a fucking Cinderella story. You motherfuckers don't even understand these two.
It is a Cinderella story, bro. We're gonna get to that.
I love you guys.
Yeah. So I got home on Wednesday and I seen this box and it says to Roy Love Wifey, right?
This fucker leaves. I would have opened that bitch in like two minutes. No. He leaves it there.
Yeah, I left it there because I took a picture of it and I sent it to her and said, "Hey, thanks, babe, for the canopy."
Listen to me. Hold. Let me interrupt you. So I had these chairs sitting back here. They were filthy.
Were they really?
And I meant to. Oh, I gotta clean those before we sit down. So.
Thank you for cleaning them.
No, I didn't.
Who cleaned them?
I don't know. That's the point I was gonna make. Did you see me sit down? I did this. I rubbed it and I was like, dude, these were filthy.
Yeah. Dirt, well, they were dirty. Yeah.
Somebody came out here and cleaned it while we were out partying.
I think it might have been Josh's wife, Diana.
You think so?
It could have been. I'm not sure, but thank you for whoever did it. Yeah.
I mean, this one's got a little dirt, so maybe next time you can do a little better.
Shut the fuck up. Hey, dude, I told Kaser, go muster the fucking Alpha Working Party to come out here and start fucking setting shit up.
It was me and fucking...
Izzy's in there telling stories inside the man cave, the Robinson's man cave. I'm like, get these fuckers out here or... Fucking pull their Liberty card. They ain't going anywhere.
You sent the wrong guy to timer. Timers.
No.
It's Kaser.
Kaser.
Kaser comes in there. He comes in there. Hey, muster the Alpha Worker Party. McPeak is like, fuck you. And I just ignored him. I'm like, hey, we'll be out there in a minute.
I'm out here pressure washing, you know, the deck out here. We're doing a scrub X, you know?
Yes. What do you think he calls hiding?
Yeah. We're doing scrub X out here in the back, right, to try to get ready for today's episode. Because I know Izzy wanted to do, he wanted to set up his table, his podcast equipment. You know, now we're here, right? But anyways.
You want to know the first thing you said when she came home today?
What's that?
So I'm setting all this shit up. She comes out and she goes, why do you have to always be extra?
Because that's Izzy.
Fuck, I don't know, man. That's a good point. I'm a fucking idiot. That's why.
Wow.
And it's fucking loads of fun.
It is, dude. You know what? And it's what? Almost 1 o'clock in the morning? Dude,
man. It's fucking balls to 26.
Almost it's 1 o'clock. Almost no, 1 o'clock in the morning. Dude, it's we not, just... It's, we hit up three bars today, bro.
Yeah. I could have did six of them bitches.
Yeah, I could have too. We could have gone to Cankers and Sores, but they're closed. Fuck. No more.
Imagine that.
That would have been a good place to go to. Fucking reminisce, right? Or should we? Club Metro.
Except Yesenia.
Yeah, except Yesenia. She's the queen.
She's been here from day one.
Yeah, she's the queen. But she's the only one that could put you in check, actually.
That's true.
Yeah. But let's get back
So suck it, ladies.
So I seen this
I'm box. Untamable, except for one woman, and it's my homie's wife.
That is the honest to God truth.
Just the way it goes.
100% truth right there.
Fuck, man. I can't even explain it. It's 30 years. We're 30 fucking years, dude, son.
I'm even scared of her, bro. She intimidates my ass. She's a good woman. No, I love her to death,
she's
man.
She's the best, dude.
She is, man. She's always supported me and what.
That's why I kept
throwing
buttery nipples at her tonight. Here's a titty.
Yeah, here's a titty.
Suck it.
I'm going to get my titties later. So anyways, getting back to this box that I fucking saw when I walked into the house on Wednesday. To Roy Love Wifey. I'm like, oh. Yeah. So I took a picture of it and I sent it to her because she's in TJ getting her nails done, bro, with a friend of ours.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Dude. So I said, hey, thanks she's for the canopy. Fucking,
and what was the club down there?
Huh?
Senior Frogs?
No. No, it's.
My bad.
So I sent her a picture and said, hey, babe, thank you for the canopy. And her question was, you didn't open it? And I said, no, it's a canopy. But thank you. I appreciate it. So I let it go, right?
Yeah, fucking
dummy. And the reason why, Damon, is because she's done that before. She's, you know, buys a canopy and she put it off the side. Like, we have parties and I pull it out of the box and I set it up, right? So when I got home today after band practice, after leaving you fuckers for about 3 hours,
leaving us fucking running rampant at your house, like, I would have been like, "Hey, you guys got a dip, dude? No, I'll be back in 2 hours."
No, no,
get the fuck out of my house.
She called me on the way to practice, and she goes, "Hey, what's up?" And I go, "I'm on my way to practice." I said, "Izzy, Josh, and his wife, and you know, Kaser's there." And she goes, "You left them at home alone?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I trust them." "Hey, but we got, no, you're good. Don't worry about it. We got a police officer, two police officers, right? Paul is a correctional deputy officer.
So is McTweak.
And McTweak is a, he's a lieutenant corrections officer."
Yep.
So anywho, so I walk out here and the first thing I noticed was the flag was hung up wrong.
Oh, fuck.
So I unfucked that.
Are we back
right
to that?
Away. Yeah, well, you know, because... Dude, what the hell?
See that?
Happened? Yeah.
See them Jedi reflexes?
While you're holding something in your hand?
Whew. That was close.
Hold on, guys.
It's all right, I got a timeout. I'll be right back.
Yeah. He's got a... Yeah, he's got to reclamp his microphone because he pulled it off the table. This fucking guy.
The thing just... Listen, I got all these microphones clamped to a plastic fucking table.
I feel like I'm in a studio, dude.
Well, you should see my fucking, the den of my house. It's got all the soundproofing and shit. And I got a table exactly, just the exact setup in my house.
Right.
But it's in my den. I got my grandmother's old curio with a bunch of my collectibles in it. A printer table. I got my lighting. I got the fucking, I got a partition that sets the room off. And then the walls are all soundproofed. And it's this exact setup right here.
Well, clamp your shit back at the table,
bro. I know, man. So
before you drop it, bro.
But I do. Did you see it? It just started going.
I saw that, bro.
And I snatched it and kept talking without a fucking beat, son.
It's like falling down and still fucking holding your beer.
I had a beer in one end and a microphone in the other. Yeah, my dick was just flapping around. I'm just kidding.
Wow. All right,
hey, let me fucking mouth this bitch.
Wow. So anyway, so I get home and this pop-up tent is up in my backyard and it's a Texas designed pop-up tent. I'm like, man, that's pretty cool. Where'd you guys get this at? And Izzy's like, hey.
Dipshit. It's the Texas flag.
It's the Texas flag. It's
a Texas design pop-up.
And that's what was in the box that my wife had gifted to me. And I didn't even know. I was thinking it was just a regular canopy. But, hey, man, it's badass. But anyways, I noticed that after I noticed the flag being hung up fucking wrong, guys. These guys are in distress. He's spilling beer over there. Oh, woman drinks.
I didn't spill it. I'm still trying to mount this fucking thing. So it's obvious fucking Roy's running out of material right now.
It's getting late, dude.
Homie.
Dude, you're making a lot of noise.
It's the plastic fucking table.
So anyways. So we go to Stoney's, right? We bar hop tonight, guys. We went to Shakespeare's Pub. We went to
Brizenators, please.
Double Deuce. Rode the bull. I didn't ride the bull.
I didn't ride it either.
And then we went to Stoney's.
Yeah, dude, Natalia almost had. Dude, she almost had me.
Did she?
She
should have. It was only $7, dude.
I didn't even have any cash on me.
Yeah, Brittany could have paid for it. We went to Stoney's afterwards, and that place is the fucking, you know, it's a cool little dump place, but but it's kind of shady. You know, we walk in, and everybody's looking at Izzy like, who the fuck is this?
Just don't
dude?
Be white when you're going in there.
I guess so. White and have a beard?
Kidding.
But he's like,
dude, listen to me. If you know me, I just look like a dick. Look like trouble.
Yeah, the dude looked like he's fucking Hell's Angels. And we walk into this bar. No, we walk into this bar, and it's full of Mongols.
Yeah.
Right? And as soon as we walk in, the guy's... Immediately started like
they didn't
him down.
Like my look, dude.
They did not. So Izzy tells me, "Hey, man, I gotta go take a piss." I'm like, "I'm going with you. I gotta go with you, bro." So he walks in. I walk in behind him. There's two dudes in the bathroom, right?
Taking a shit.
One was in the toilet because there's a urinal. And then,
man, we've already gone through. I'm so over this story.
Yeah, no, but it's got to be told.
So there was what, 1, 2, 3, 4. There was five fucking guys in this crammed ass little bathroom,
including us two.
Listen to me. I got a little prostate issue. It's from all the all the fucking JP5 and AFFF that I swam in the Navy.
Bug juice.
Bug juice with the fucking jet fuel in it.
So we used to clean brass with that shit,
bro. I know, dude. So I don't know, man. It was just a bad situation. I'm like, man, I've got to piss. So I get to the fucking urinal. I don't piss. I just pull my dick out. And I'm standing there, and I'm just looking over my shoulder a little bit, and I'm kind of trying to bullshit, and I flush the toilet.
As the dude's asking me questions.
Yeah, he's asking fucking dumbass questions. This is just a bad situation. I'm a biker. I look like a biker.
Like a Hell's Angel.
And
there
was like straight up fucking
Mongols.
Outlaw bikers and biker dudes in there, and they sniff me out.
It's the Mongols biker group.
But I'm not a fucking outlaw biker.
But you look like it.
But I look like it. And they just, you know, some motherfuckers just don't like your look.
And that was one of the places that they didn't like your
look. And I didn't have my knife on me, dude. And knife fights are fucking shit.
Hey, but you had me, dude.
You're going to fucking throw fucking nucks.
It's something.
I was about to go. I was scared. I was going to run out and get timers.
Oh, timers wasn't even there, bro. He would have scared him with the, never mind. I'm going to be nice. We got to be good, bro.
Timers is going to be like, hey, man.
Get away from my friends, dude. No, but yeah. No, so Izzy.
Yeah, fuck that guy, though. Fuck Izzy. Fuck him.
So Izzy's in there taking a piss.
Supposedly taking a piss.
I'm sitting there like kind of guarding his back, and I seen this dude kind of reach over to a guy that sit supposedly in the toilet. There was a transaction that took place. I'm like, something is not right here.
Coke deal, son.
It looks
coke
like deal. A little shady, right?
It's coke deal.
So I look at the dude. He looks at me. He's like, what's up, guys? How you doing?
He's like, you want a kilo?
No, he's
keep
like,
bump, son.
Hey, how you guys doing? Well, we're doing good. You guys aren't doing all right? And I go, yeah, we're having fun. We're here with family. And then Izzy kind of turns around. He's like, I just take a piss in the trash can.
Yeah, because I sniffed that situation out. I'm like, man, I'm not turning my back to four fucking dudes.
Yeah.
Three dudes. One's my homie, three dudes.
I had your back.
And I'm like, did you see me back out? I'm just going to piss in the trash can.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm a dirty dude like that.
The dude says, no, you don't want to do that. I have to clean that tomorrow.
I did. I was like, oh, fuck, homie works here. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
I don't think he worked there, bro.
Yeah, this is why I just rolled back to the yard. Oh, fuck it, I'll go. I ain't going.
So keep in mind, I had to take a piss as well. So when you backed up and fucking took a step back, I went in. I pretended to take a piss. I didn't even have to take a piss anymore because I knew there was something didn't look right and something didn't feel right. So I'm like, nah, something doesn't feel right here. So I pretended to take a piss myself. I washed my hands. I backed up. The dude that was coming out of the toilet says, go ahead, you know, and walk out the door. I said, nah, you go ahead. So he walks out and I'm holding the door open. And I'm like, I'm not going to leave Izzy back here by himself because something just didn't feel right.
So here's the deal. I stand out like a boner in church.
That's a sin.
It's a fact.
Is that with or without Viagra?
Both?
Both. I love you, dude.
I love you, bro.
Yeah, man. We had a good time tonight, bro.
Where'd you sign your shit?
No, Kaser brought this. He bought it online.
Oh, you signed it over there.
I did, right here. And you took my spot. No, fuck you. You took my spot. My spot was on a hyphen.
So
and you know what? They took advantage because when I left for a couple of hours, I disappeared.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what happened.
What happened?
So we're setting up out here. You got nothing to worry about. Like, motherfuckers are trying to play video games in there. I'm like, dude, wait for the homies to get home and show you how to work it.
Somebody tried to beat my score. Shit.
Yeah. So Yusanda came home. She came. I was like, I was hot, dude. I whipped my shirt off. I was setting this shit up. I'm drinking beers. I'm navigating.
I know. I got home and you're like laying out like you were at the beach.
No. So Yesenia comes home, and she's making the rounds, talking to everybody. She gets to me, and she just looks at me in disgust.
Really?
And I'm like...
Because you had your shirt off?
No, just because, no, all this. And she goes, why do you always have to be extra?
Extra.
And I was like...
Izzy's always extra. Yeah. Beard.
I go, I don't know, man. I'm fucking broken. Something's wrong with me. I go, but it's cool, right? So I put my shirt back on because I'm not going to hug your wife fucking all sweaty with no shirt on. So I put my shirt back on because I'm giving her a fucking hug and a kiss. It's just fucking, it reverts back to, you're saying it scares me.
Why?
Because normally I don't give a flying fuck.
I know you don't.
I'll give a hug, no shirt, suck it, get on the sweat, enjoy it. Free, but you, I was all, dude. I was people were looking at me. Like, I think Brittany looked at me funny as I put my shirt back on, and she was like,
"What are you doing?" Like,
fucking insane. I hug her all sweaty.
But you've known her for 30 doesn't years, matter, dude.
So it's just a level of respect.
You've known her for 30.
Yeah,
years.
Dude, it's a fucking long time.
When the bougie was in the picture.
Yeah. Oh, so bro. You mean Captain Borgweez?
Borgweez, dude.
So we're going to FaceTime that motherfucker. What's tomorrow? Today? Yeah, tomorrow.
Today? No, today.
So these motherfuckers, dude, McPeak was by. I just set this shit up because we're going to fucking come back here tonight and do some shit. No, it didn't happen. Bar hopping. So he goes, dude, are you going to bring this shit to Salcedo? Do you know how much shit fucking work this is to break down and set up?
It's not a lot of work, bro. It's try setting up a fucking PA system, a drum set.
It's just
fucking,
a pain in the ass.
It's not a pain in the ass, bro.
And I go,
do you
know
do it because you love it, or do you
yes,
do it because
no,
it's
I
a
do it because I love it.
Then it's
so bad. I looked at him. I go, you know what? We're bringing it to Salcedo's, and we're gonna fucking like because he's gonna be gone. He's not gonna be here Saturday.
Who?
McPeak.
Oh, that's right. He's leaving Saturday.
So Saturday was gonna be like the big all afternoon.
Yeah.
The band, bro. And he's like, I'm leaving. I'm like, well, fuck, we got to back everything up a day for this shit.
Yeah.
So it's this whole setup's getting broken down tomorrow. We're going to do it here.
Yeah.
All day, off and on, whatever,
tomorrow.
Whatever. And
don't
then we're gonna,
know
and
today.
Then I'm going to break it down today. Then I'm going to break it down and bring it over to fucking Salcedo's, set it up, and we're going to do dinner, and we're going to fucking, because Salcedo's coming over here Saturday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So... But
we got to put some pictures. You know, well,
yeah.
The pictures that we're sharing right now are on the B1 Division Constellation.
That's a private page. Fuck
private
all you guys.
Page.
Yeah.
But
I don't mean that. Brisonators, I don't mean that. It's fucking,
right, but we
got to
put those
page.
On a public page so people can see what we're talking
about.
Oh, no,
about. I'll put them on the Instagram, dude.
Oh, that too. Yeah, the Brizzy Experience.
Yeah.
Just, hey, shout out to the Brizzy Experience.
Hey.
If you haven't gotten your sticker, if you see Izzy.
Up. I'm all fucking... I've been drinking.
That's a little bit too late.
Because I've been drinking.
Hey, hold on. All right, hold on. Okay. Give it up for the Brizzy Experience. We got Izzy in the house, right? Yeah, you can edit that later, right? But anyways...
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Cha-ching. Anyways, yeah. Yeah.
Fuck it.
It's late, bro.
Fucking awesome.
Did you have a good time today, man?
Fuck, dude. We were sitting out front waiting on breakfast this morning. I thought you guys were already there because we were running late.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, where the fuck? Dude, I think we got the wrong place. And that's why I call Kaser. He's like, oh, no, we're not there yet. We're running late. And I'm like, cool, I'm going to get a table. So we get a table, and the gal's like, oh, it's going to be 10 minutes. I'm like, perfect. These guys are going to be like fucking 9 minutes before they get here. Money. So we're standing out front, and we're bullshitting. And I look at her, and I go, she goes, man, I'm really having a good time. She goes, I can't wait. I can't wait to see all you motherfuckers together. I go, dude, it's a treat. It's a treat, dude. You're going to have a good time.
Like we never skipped a beat, bro.
Right. And I told her, I go, and I got quiet for a second. I was thinking. And I look at it and go, man, I love Navy Reunion, dude. I love it.
How many times have we gotten together? This is like the fourth time?
More than most people, more than most groups, but not as much as I'd like to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, you guys should check out the shirts that we got this year.
Oh, fuck, dude. They're nice. Still a little thin. They're not the same shit, dude.
They're not. I mean, but it's a nice shirt.
It's fucking, I'll wear the fuck out of it, dude. You know that. I think we should fucking twist one of these. Every year's gonna be fucking too much. It's a year. Not really. But.
So we're talking about today at dinner at Shakespeare's Pub. About maybe doing a reunion at somebody else's pad, like maybe, yeah. Like
we started getting into that earlier. So
Albuquerque,
yeah, because everybody's like, I love here. My whole thing about here is we were stationed here.
Yeah,
I just like happened home. To live in California, so fuck you guys.
No,
it's
I
just
agree.
The way it goes. You live here.
Yeah,
hey, this is fucking Reunion HQ, bro. Your pad. So
it's true.
It's just the way it goes. But I get it, dude. There's fucking dudes like we just said earlier, if Hino won't come here, which is fucking 2 hours away, but he'll go to Vegas and fuck it, dude. I wanna see the dude.
I can guarantee you. I hope he comes.
But I wanna see him. I'm willing to fucking just fucking dude, I sucked it up and went to Vegas, dude. I don't gamble.
Mm-hmm. No, he'll be here. We went to Vegas and we had a good time.
Willie moved his ass to Texas.
Fucking Willie.
I was talking shit. I go, he ain't coming out here, dude.
Well, you got a promotion.
And then he was coming out. I'm like, okay, prove me wrong. And then zip, last minute. I go, I was right.
He got a promotion.
All right, I'm going to get a beer, dude. You're gonna fucking...
Give me a chick
shoot.
Beer.
You That's want fine. A chick beer?
Yeah. You going to pause it or what's
no,
going
dude,
on?
Just fucking... Tell a tale, bro.
Tell a tale. Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to tell secrets now. Izzy's going to go away, and I'm going to fucking spill the beans on this fool.
I'll listen to it later.
He's going to listen to it later and be like, fucking Roy.
Because I got a story about Roy, too.
Uh-oh. Really?
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, you got shit on me, bro.
I don't have much.
I've been a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got to tell the story. I don't know how much time we have left, but...
however much you want, my friend. We got to get a picture of us on here. That was outrageous.
For sure.
No, I'll go get some beers.
I got to pee.
Ready?
Take a picture. Broadcast.
This is good. I'll put this on the fucking... So this is what's happening. This is...
Did you get the flag in the background, bro?
Yeah. Here, we go. We'll get the boom out. There we go. It's right. Yes. How's it work?
Are you this drunk? Guy. This guy right here.
Little bit.
This is crazy, dude. I love you, dude. I love you, man. So fucking tomorrow, what? No.
Oh, we got good one, good one, and one stupid one. Good one.
Yeah.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
Good one.
Stupid.
Yeah. All fucking blurry.
Yes, you can sail the seven seas. Yes, you can put your mind at ease. Sail.